All right, Bill Bartee, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and today, Saturday, there's a big event here in town.
That's right. There's so many different ways to stay warm, and we talk about them here on the Carolina Outdoors. Don, one of the ways to stay warm is put on your long underwear and winter coat. Check that one off the list. Another way is to get closer to the campfire. Ooh, that's nice and warm. Check that one off the list. The other way is to go for a run. And that's what's going to be going on today. The 2019 Charlotte Running Club presents its Winter Classic, an 8K and a 4K race over at McAlpine Creek Park. We're going to bring on Mike Begay. He's going to tell us all about it, not just the Winter Classic, but also a little bit about the Charlotte Running Club and staying warm by running. Mike, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thanks for having me.
So, Mike, tell us about this. Tell us about the Winter Classic, how it all started, and who all is going to be participating in it this weekend.
Yeah, well, this is our seventh year that we've held the Winter Classic race out at McAlpine Creek Park. For the third year, we're proud to be the North Carolina USATF Cross Country Championship. So we've seen runners from Asheville and Durham and Raleigh and all across the state coming in for the championship event, but it's also a good recreational activity. We found that folks with the 8K, they thought it may be a little bit too far for me, so we added a 4K a few years ago, and the general public really tend to lean towards the 4K, but it's an event that's open to all ages, all abilities, and we have a free fun run. If you're familiar with McAlpine Creek Park, it goes around the pond, and that happens before the 4K and 8K. So, yeah, we're excited about this coming weekend. As much rain as we've had, I think the running gods are smiling on us and going to have us some good weather this weekend.
Well, and part of it's a treat being afternoon races as well. One, the 4K starting at 1 and the 8K starting at 2. But tell us about running at McAlpine Creek compared to, of course, the 5K races and such that we have around town on roadways. Tell us about the McAlpine Creek run and how it's different.
Yeah, so obviously if those that are familiar with Charlotte know the McAlpine hosts all sorts of regional high school and collegiate races. It's well known throughout the Southeast for having those events. We kind of, you know, we're a nonprofit running club. One of the ways that we can reduce our overhead and our expenses for these races is to have the events at the park. If you have a 5K on the highways or some of the streets in Charlotte, well, you obviously have to pay for the police and that aspect. So that's one great option that we've explored, having it at the park here for the last few years. And it's a nice compacted gravel surface. There is a large hill at McAlpine that's normally on the 5K course that the high schoolers and the collegiate runners do, but our race, the 4K and the 8K, skip out on that big hill. So it is a perfectly flat, and it's another reason why we like seeing it as a somewhat competitive, fast course. So, yeah, that's kind of the differential between, you know, some of the road races that you see almost every weekend.
Now, how many participants will there be today?
We are expecting close to 400 to 500. That's about where we've averaged the last few years. As we continue to grow, we're really seeing participants. There's a full city track club out of Durham that actually is bringing close to 25 individuals. There's a Asheville Running Collective out of Asheville that's bringing about 15 participants, and then Zap Fitness out of Boone that's bringing close to 5 or 6. So we're starting to see some of these outside of Charlotte running clubs and folks come to our event. And you mentioned the 1 o'clock start. Whenever the first couple of years we had it at, you know, a 7 a.m. 7:30 start, well, you got to get out there 2 to 3 hours before to set up, and that was a really cold morning. So we decided to push it back in the afternoon. And another aspect of the race, we've specifically selected this weekend because there's no football. It's the weekend in between the NFL playoffs and the Super Bowl. So that's another kind of aspect that we've selected this weekend. So hopefully we'll continue to see our numbers grow.
We're the Outdoor Guys here from Jesse Brown's on the Carolina Outdoors. Our guest, Mike Begay, he is with the Charlotte Running Club. We're talking about the 2019 Winter Classic. It's taking place January 26th over at McAlpine Creek Park. The 4K, as Mike just said, starts at 1 o'clock. The 8K, 2 o'clock. And, Mike, besides all of the running clubs that come not just from Charlotte but outside of Charlotte that you mentioned, a lot of the cross-country teams, high school teams and such use it as a training run. Many people just need to knock off the cabin fever just a little bit since the football games aren't going on and they can get out there and exercise a little bit, continue that New Year's resolution of exercise that many of us made 3 or 4 weeks ago. The other thing I wanted to ask you about is, do any of the Charlotte Running Club use this as a light training exercise? Because I know that the group has the Wrightsville Beach half and full marathon coming up in early March that the running club will have plenty of participants in. Do people use it as a light training run as well?
Absolutely, absolutely. We see, you know, some of our folks use this as somewhat of a tempo run. There's some crazy people that, you know, they'll get done with running a hard 8K and then they'll continue out on the greenway out towards Sardis Road and maybe tack on another 5 or 10 mile on top of that. So yeah, this time frame, you've got some spring marathons that are coming up. You mentioned Wrightsville. We've got a trip with Destination Marathon that the club is helping to organize. You got Myrtle Beach that's coming up, and then of course you've got the Mecca, the Boston Marathon in April that we'll have a group going out and doing that as well. So yeah, this is kind of a time frame where folks will use this race as kind of a catapult, get through the holidays, and here's a first, you know, race of the year to really kind of focus on.
Now, with this race being on gravel run or walkways and things, will the people actually use different shoes than they would on a street-based race?
Yeah, I mean, some guys and girls will use, I mean, you could even use spikes if it were real wet and muddy. We don't expect it to be too terribly bad on today, but there are some folks that will use spikes. They'll use sometimes racing flats or more of a aggressive trail type of a shoe that you may not wear on the road. So yeah, you definitely can see a variety of different shoes that may not be your typical shoes that you use on the road.
Sounds like it's going to be an exciting run out there with a exciting bunch of people who are participating in it. Of course, it's put on by the Charlotte Running Club. And, Mike, we're about to run out of time, but
yeah.
Real quick, you helped put on several different races and also participate in several different races with a lot of success. We got to get you to come back on here because I know the Running Club, the Charlotte Running Club, had a successful 2018 Blue Ridge Relay back
Absolutely,
in the fall.
Yep.
In fact, did they win? Did the men's team win?
Yes, this year we did win the overall men's division. Last year, our buddies, the Asheville Running Collective, won, and the year before, the Charlotte team won. So we've got a very friendly, healthy rivalry with the Asheville Running Collective group, and we look forward to many more years of going up there. I think Charlotte probably sends some of the most folks to Blue Ridge Relay. So it's an event that we look forward to each year.
Well, and the club's also been active in working with the city to help decrease traffic fatalities here in
Absolutely.
Charlotte, which is we had a record year back in 2018, trying to keep that down for 2019. Mike Begay, the website, charlotterunningclub.org, and we hope to find you out there at McAlpine Creek Park for a little bit of running this Saturday afternoon.
All right, very good. Thanks.
Thanks for being on with the Outdoor Guys, as well as thanks to Andrew Dunn, publisher of Longleaf Politics, being on with us. For TJ Boggs, he's Don Yeager. I'm Bill Bartee saying get outdoors, pick up your trash, and we'll see you next week right here on the Carolina Outdoors.